Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach. Yes, we are back. This is a new episode after my break. I took a break, which then forced everybody to take a break. And
well, I was on the run.
Well, that's true. You're always on the run. Coach, I don't know where you were. Were you on the run?
No.
No, you were.
I was ready and prepared to do the podcast.
That's right.
Because I am a committed member of this crew, unlike so many others. Oh, by the way, looks like we're Ziggy free.
Yeah. Yeah, he could
make it. Speaking of uncommitted.
He has another job. He has.
We all have. I've got three other jobs.
Yeah,
come on.
I know, so do I. But it's some of us can get away from those jobs for a moment better than others. So, yes, no Ziggy today. He is here in spirit. We are coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. And if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. Across the table, we got Coach.
What up?
And a whole bunch of stuff today. Coach, you added some things here, cabinet picks, stuff about Doge. We'd like to maybe talk about what the heck is going on in Wisconsin. They're now calling women inseminated persons. I don't understand. One of Diddy's lawyers has stepped down, says he's unable to serve in any capacity in Mr. Diddy's defense.
That's a sign.
Yeah.
Is that clarified in the article
more? Yeah, yes.
Wait, who's lawyer?
Diddy's.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did too.
Taylor Swift is running her mouth again. She says she's a Christian and people with real Christian values support abortion. So take that, haters. And President Trump says he won't deport Prince Harry because his wife is terrible. And we got a bunch of stuff. So hopefully we get to it all today.
What's terrible about his wife?
About Megan? Oh, yeah. Well, she's a Hollywood leftist, and just that alone makes her horrible.
I don't think that's it. I think her biggest sin was she left Suits.
I was going to say, you know, she was in one of my favorite shows of all time. So
I like that show. So, do you see they got a new, they got L.A. Suits?
Yes.
Coming out.
I've seen some or heard of it.
Okay. It's big shoes to fill.
No, they had a little teaser that who's the main character? Harvey Specter.
Uh-huh.
They took a shot of Harvey Specter on a phone, like he's going to be in the LA version.
Oh, okay.
So I'm fully in.
I mean, he's him and his sidekick are the, you know, main characters.
Well, it'll be interesting if they bring him back.
Yeah, Michael. Yeah.
So we'll see.
Cool. It was really cool. Like I said, one of my favorite shows.
Mm-hmm.
You don't watch TV, so you don't even
know. I know of it, but yeah.
Yeah,
knowing
of it is not the same thing.
Well, at least I can keep up with the conversation.
Not really.
When you talk about content, I can't. When you talk about the show, yes, I know the title. I know I'm familiar with it.
Knowing the title is nothing, right?
Well,
you have to know the show.
I ain't got time for TV. I
mean, well, so, you don't have time for the podcast, so of course you don't have time for the TV.
You're lucky I didn't blow up the podcast, so I don't have time for a lot of things lately.
Hold on a second. You keep saying this. You mean like just discontinue it?
Yeah, because that's how burned out I was after doing two-hour shows for a month. So that's why we're going.
We only did two-hour
shows. We did 4 two-hour shows. Come on now.
Did we?
Yeah.
It was glorious, too.
Well, I'm glad you liked it. Yeah. I couldn't stand it after a while.
All our customers liked it, too.
Okay. Well.
Well, it is more work than people realize.
It was more work for me. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, I gave you that credit and have started.
Well, no, but collecting topics isn't the issue. The issue
that's
was
one of them. One of the ones that you talked about,
right? But the other issue was the editing and getting things squared away for Radio Slot, and it was just too much. I can't.
Well, I'm happy to help you with that burden.
But then I got to teach you how, and that takes more time, and yada yada yada. Yeah, I know. we always start the show with a crazy on the way, silly things that happen to us on the way to the studio. I've got one today. Do you guys have any?
Oh, yeah.
I got a double.
A double.
Okay. I got a double, too.
All right.
I caught a rat. and I killed a rat.
Jeez. he's so damn proud. He's like the great white hunter. He's got pictures of the kill and the whole nine yards.
So this is your Moby Dick, huh?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I caught Moby for sure.
All right, Captain, tell us what happened.
Well, so it's actually two different things. Right, so we've talked about this way in the past. Rats got in the ceiling.
Well, especially in this area.
Compromised the water line, flooded the garage. We had to pull everything out, throw a bunch of stuff away. Destroyed the garage door motor, so we had to buy a brand new one. Got to get the exterminator in, the plumber in, the garage door guy in.
The motor up there?
Yeah.
Where was the leak?
Water seeped through the ceiling in the hole for the power cord and got onto the motor and fried everything.
So from upstairs.
So I got the exterminator over and I was like, hey, I want rat Armageddon. That's what I want. I want them all dead. I want their wives dead, their kids dead, their cousins dead. And when you get them, I want to hang them by a noose and just let them sit there in the attic and send a message to the rest of them. So they got a couple good sized
ones. You got
a
little evil streak in you, homie.
Oh, yeah. No, when it comes to rats, I don't do varmints. I don't do crazy. So the exterminator got two out of the attic. So I was pretty excited about that. I thought, you know, he's just using regular Victor traps. No, they're rat traps. They're like
big mouse traps.
Bigger than my phone if you set
big
down.
Big mouse traps. They're big
and so
wooden.
I set one in the garage. And I thought, well, let's see. I'm just going fishing.
Doesn't your dog go out there?
Yeah, my dog goes out there. But I put her in a spot where the dog couldn't get to it.
All
right. Right? But the rat could. Bam. Look at that monster.
I told you he's got
that's as big as a cat.
Yeah, it's huge.
My goodness.
Like if you've got one of the larger iPhones, it's bigger. Its body was bigger than the frame of an iPhone.
Yeah, it's a big rat.
I was so excited to see his head crushed by that thick.
Are you gonna like take him to a taxidermist and mount him and put him on the wall?
You know what? I wish I would have thought of that because that would have been awesome to just mount that sucker somewhere in the garage.
Yeah, and you could point to it.
Yeah, here's a message to all you other rats.
So that's mount you on my wall.
Mm-hmm. That's the rat that I killed.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah. We'll come back to my second crazy is I caught a rat. We'll do that in a future segment.
Okay. Very good.
Maybe after the break or something.
Right on. Coach, you want to do yours?
So, of course, going back to the Cybertruck, I'm at soccer practice the other day. And my Cybertruck is...
Oh, I love this one.
I hate you.
I'm just going to be material for a while.
Well, no, you haven't heard the second part of this, though. It's pretty interesting. So parked with the windshield facing away from the field and hour and a half practice. So, you know, probably an hour and 50 minutes, I come back to my truck and it's dark by the time I get back to my truck and I'm driving through the parking lot and I'm looking at my windshield and it looks like there's water on it. So I hit my wipers because it's dark and it doesn't wipe away. And I'm looking at the windshield and there's a guy who actually replaced one of my jobs at the club is walking across in front of me, but I'm not looking at him. Oh, I'm looking at my windshield, not through it. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at trying to see these cracks. Almost ran him over.
Oh, geez.
So we're looking and it's a huge oval fracture of my window. Like 3 feet by 30 inches, huge fracture. And, you know, when I take it to Tesla, they're like, you got to hit these things. Really, really. This isn't a soccer ball. This is, you know, so, and my Sentry mode camera didn't pick anything up, which is weird because it's there's film on there and everything.
Right.
So the very next day, I have a doctor's appointment. I'm in the parking lot of Stanford, right over here, Valley Care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through the parking lot, and these two women are walking through, and they're pointing, literally finger pointing at my truck and smiling and laughing and this and that. As I'm driving by them, I roll the window down, and the woman says, oh, da-da-da-da-da, that's one of those newfangled Elon Musk trucks, blah, 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 blah. So it was like a mother and daughter. The daughter was probably 50, and the mother was probably in her 70s. So we're sitting there talking, and she's like, you like this thing? And I was like, oh, it's best vehicle I've ever had, this and that. And the mother just goes off on me. So that's an Elon truck. And I said, yeah, it is. She goes, what do you think all the shit that he's done to this country?
He and hasn't done anything.
Okay. I'm like, okay. What do you think of that? I said, well, I love it. I think he's doing a great job. And she just turns, and again, this is just driving through the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, you take your truck and get out of here right now. And the daughter looks at me like with all this kind of apologetic look on her face. And she's like, really? Get out of here. Get. You need to go away. And I'm just laughing. But I thought that was kind
of, okay. So did you ever find out what hit your windshield?
No. Oh, how would I know?
I don't know. I thought maybe it's somebody's rear end or something like that.
It's a mystery.
Yeah. No, but I mean, it was parked, again, away from the field. It wasn't, there was, well, it's in a parking lot. So, and it's, you know, rows deep.
Yeah.
So there was no access to any, the road or anything. Hmm. I mean, it's a trip.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, there have been reports of people vandalizing Musk mobiles.
Well, no, it's a thing. They published a thing in Dublin about people as a protest against Elon.
Yeah, you're making noise.
They're marking up.
Marking up cars.
No, marking up cars, also marking up dealerships, protesting dealerships.
Spray painting
swastikas. It's kind of crazy.
All right.
But yeah, it was pretty funny, pretty interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Well, mine is kind of lame by comparison. I had a little road rage incident on the way here. I witnessed it anyway. It was a truck and a motorcyclist that they were having some sort of argument. The motorcycle got in front of the truck. The truck went around the motorcycle. The motorcycle just kept pace and they were hollering at each other. And when I went through the intersection and looked at the left turn, there they were blocking the street, still having their argument. And then on the way here, a couple of cops are going in that direction. So I was kind of sorry I didn't get to see the rest of the interaction. But that's the extent of mine, and you guys really kind of have the better ones.
Silly motorcyclist.
Yeah.
It was fun.
So. You don't road rage with trucks when you're on a motorcycle. What are you doing?
It's a simple math problem.
You're going to lose that argument. It's like, yeah, it is. It's physics, right?
Yeah. It's the same rule as when you're riding a bike, you don't spit.
Yeah. Into the wind.
At all. At all. It's going to get on something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got a couple of minutes before our first break. Let's talk about Wisconsin. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has defended a proposal to change the term mother to inseminated person in state law. The 73-year-old Democrat, rallied for revisions around certain gendered language in his budget proposal for the 25-27 fiscal period. The bill was first introduced by the state Senate's Joint Committee on Finance last Tuesday. Under Sections 3105 and 3106, which concerns artificial insemination, the suggested changes include swapping husband to spouse and wife to person, father to parent or natural parent, and mother to inseminated person.
Wow.
They just don't stop. I know.
Flabbergasted.
Exactly.
It's like,
you know, for the last couple of years, women have been chest feeders and birthing persons, and now they're inseminated persons.
It's just stupid.
Yeah.
It's just.
Yeah. So the next time you see a woman, go up to her and say, hello, inseminated person.
But, you know, it goes back to, you know.
But what if they've never been inseminated?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking, because my wife and I don't have children. So what do I call her?
Uninseminated.
Yet to be inseminated person?
She would knock my head off if I did that.
But I mean, that's the kind of stuff. It's like, you know, you talk about racism and all this. It's just more labels, right? We don't have to label. We have all the labels we need.
What, wasn't it like a decade ago that we were doing all kinds of things to try and protect women?
Mm-hmm.
Honor women, respect them. I mean, that was the whole women's movement. And we've gone like about face on that.
Well, and you remember it was a big thing at one point to call a woman a girl. Was considered disrespectful. I'm not a girl. I'm a woman.
Or a lady.
Yeah, whatever. But it's like, and oh, I'm sorry, you know, my bad. But now we're, you know, it's more labels. We have all the labels we need. In fact, I think we've been shedding labels in the last month and a half, frantically.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Wisconsin State Senator Andre Jack told Fox 11, quote, "If I called my mother an inseminated person, she'd probably slap me for good reason. We hear a lot about woke virtue signaling. I think this is probably the best example I've ever seen." Another Assembly Speaker Robin Voss added, "Once again, our woke DEI-loving governor reminds us just how liberal and out of touch today's Democratic Party really is. The only thing I can think of is that Newsom here in California is probably upset he didn't think of this first."
But, you know, the other thing, and this goes right along with another one of our subject, what's this cost so far? Just to even, for them to legislate it, to put it on the ballot, to any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just, is that important?
Apparently.
Right now? Apparently. And whose money is being spent to do that?
Exactly. So,
you know, our money is being spent to do that ridiculous stuff. Mm-hmm. And I mean, things like that, you should be brought up on charges.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? It's insane. That's Democrats for you.
Yeah, so. It's craziness.
Yeah. We are up on a break. We'll be right back. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Back with our second break. Now, Coach, you put a couple things on here. A couple stories here. Do you want to start with any of these? And
I don't care.
Yeah, why don't you pick one, and we'll make that the start of this segment.
Hey, so on that road rage thing with the truck, did it have a cracked windshield?
No, it was a pickup truck. It was a white pickup.
Just curious.
Like an F-150.
Might tie like into our previous story.
Yeah, no.
Having spent many, many, well, decades on a motorcycle, yeah, that wouldn't have been me.
Did you find when you were riding, did the drivers like ignore you, cut you off, that kind of thing, and just be make a pest of themselves around you?
It depends on what decade we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Because at one point in time, there was a huge thing about, you know, in California especially, about splitting traffic, right?
Right.
And drivers really, really, there was a lot of rage against that.
Mm-hmm.
The original law was because it's air-cooled, right?
Right.
And
right,
if you're
right,
not moving,
then you're overheating.
You're overheating.
Yeah.
Well, the technology has advanced so much more. And, oh, by the way, I've had water-cooled motorcycles in that era a couple of different times, which you can still split traffic, but that doesn't apply if you're water-cooled, right?
Right.
But I've had people open their doors while I'm splitting traffic.
Wow.
Kind of swerve over.
Mm-hmm.
So you had that. And then there's another period of time where kind of the motorcycle just lobby blew up and there were a lot more motorcycles on the road and people don't see them the same way they see cars. So it's kind of six of one, half of two.
Yeah, no, I've noticed that for sure. So I'm always careful with them, but
yeah, it's, you know,
yeah.
And I've been down multiple times. So only once without help.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what is the story you picked up?
Let's do the Doge thing.
All right.
Just again, ties in with my crazy on the way, because, you know, it's funny, the amount of hate speak and stuff on the interweb and social media against Elon and what he is doing to the country. Mm-hmm. If you're a lefty, because as far as I know, he has no power to do anything.
No.
He advises the president.
Right.
And the only person that can really, you know, do anything about that is the president.
Yeah.
And whether it be the layoffs or, you know, all that stuff. And, you know, the bureaucratic layoffs that they're doing right now. You heard about all that, right?
I have. And I've seen the weeping and crying on the news.
But did you hear about the original email?
I heard of a email. I didn't.
The email stated two things.
Okay.
And got sent to everybody. What do you do here?
Mm-hmm.
Name five things you did last week.
Oh, wow.
That's it.
Yeah.
The union has stepped now. All the government workers are unionized. Mm-hmm. That was a huge thing. I think it was FDR back in the day. And a bunch of people were way against it. Now it's near impossible to fire a government employee because of the whole union thing. Mm. They refused to answer that email. They said it was against the law. And it was harassment and just, you know, on and on and on and on. It's a pretty simple thing.
Yeah.
What is your job? Give me your description of your job.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think you do? What do you do here? And name five things you did last week. Well, give me a break. In any industry, if you can't do that,
yeah,
you're fired.
I mean, that's pretty much standard. I mean, every sales job I had, we had to do that stuff.
You got to do accountability, and you got to, here's what I did last week, and here are the sales I got last week.
Here's who I talked to. Here's
whatever. Yeah. Well, they refused to do it. and although, you know, so we have, this has been a thing. I mean, I remember my father talking about this kind of stuff when we were kids. $600 toilet seats and $900 hammers and, you know, just government waste.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a short list here.
The five things you did last week?
No, I can give you that.
Okay, is this a list of what has been cut or what Elon found?
What he's found.
Okay, because we got $3.4 million for a Malaysian drug-fueled gay sex app.
$3.4 million.
Here, let me just breeze through.
I mean, I know you're laughing because you can't believe it, but it's actually not funny.
No, it's not.
Let me read through.
Yeah,
cool.
$78,000 on Palestinian activist group whose chairman was photographed attending an anniversary event celebrating the founding of the Popular Front for the Liberation of a Palestinian Terrorist Group. Mm. $1 million for foreign DEI programs, including indigenous language technology in Guatemala. $1 million to Hamas-linked charity that hosted terrorist leader's son, per report from Middle East Forum's focus on Western Islamism. $3.4 million for Malaysian drug-fueled gay sex app. $5 million.
Why are you gay?
$5 million for effort to treat eating disorders by affirming LGBTQIA plus patient's sexual orientation and gender claims.
Doesn't that make you gay?
$1.5 million to address racial, ethnic, and income-based differences in vasectomy knowledge.
Ugh, okay.
$38 million for DEI work to the roughly $30 million it spends on Office of Minority Health. $1 million on video game to help LGBTQ youth stop binge drinking.
So who is gay?
$3 million to defund the police advocacy group to pursue climate justice for convicts.
Oh my gosh.
$500 million for Biden's admin environmental justice advisors. $50 million. It goes on and on. It goes on and on and on.
There was a line in a budget that he found that was $4.7 trillion that could not be traced. Most all of it could not be traced. That's almost $5 trillion.
Hmm.
So there's also a thing going on right now where just with all the whole Ukrainian and Russian talks, where half the money that we've given to Ukraine is missing.
Yeah. Well, it's not missing. It's in Zelensky's pocket. But
well, not just Zelensky.
Yeah.
I was listening to a thing on Tucker Carlson the other day, and he was in some country, I forget if it was Sweden or somewhere. It's a resort community where there was a ton of Ukrainians throwing money around like it was water.
Okay. Yeah, Tucker's not a Ukraine fan, right? He's a little biased.
Well, still, though, the point is the money's not going to the military.
What does that have to do with it? What does that have to do with anything? That he is, I don't think he's biased. I think he has an opinion about whether or not we should be giving billions of dollars to Ukraine.
Yeah, so he's going to keep looking into it.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, I don't support that. And this is, again, without us.
But waste is waste.
Well, it's farther than that. I mean, if we got into that, I mean, the fact that we gave them the attack of missile that we guided, we actually produced an act of war against Russia. Biden did.
Yeah.
Right before he left office.
That's what one of our guests talked about. In, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, one of our 2-hour specials.
We actually guided that missile and killed Russians.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah. It's. But I'm just saying, all he's doing is finding this stuff.
Yeah, right.
And so,
it's like somebody, the analogy I heard is that someone, your house has been broken into and stuff has been stolen, but you haven't noticed. Here comes someone to tell you that stuff has been stolen, and you're mad at that person.
Well, what I continue to see on social, look what he's doing, look mm-hmm. what he has done. He's not doing anything.
Yeah.
You look back in history, every single president has had high-level advisors.
Mm-hmm.
Henry Ford was a president's advisor pretty much during his career
right.
for every president that was around during his lifetime.
Yeah.
He's that guy, right?
Except now it's
Elon.
Yeah.
It's the richest and one of the smartest men on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want him advising my president.
Yeah, and everybody's melting down over it. It's ridiculous.
Again, he's not doing anything.
Well, he's just finding stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, what is done about that is the president's deal.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's interesting. We're no longer talking about Trump hate syndrome.
Now it's Elon.
Musk hate
Trump. Yeah, no, it's real.
Instead of TDS, Trump derangement syndrome, it's ETDS.
You know, we can make a killing on bumper stickers.
We should.
MHM, must hate Musk. We can make stickers.
Or we can make the other
side. Be part of our merch shop, yeah.
It could be the other side.
Make a killing off the left.
I mean, you know, and for them, the Dems, to continue to talk about his little salute that he did.
I know.
It is really awkward looking. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
But.
I missed it.
Oh, when he allegedly, you know, did the Nazi salutes. Oh, my heart goes out to you, and he did that. And then there's other pictures of other.
He's in this really kind of awkward.
Yeah, it's
angle.
It ain't no Nazi salute I've ever seen.
No, the Nazi salute is very specific.
But again, seriously, mm-hmm. anybody that believes that that's, you know, I know him personally. By the way, we've mm-hmm. talked about that before. I worked with him for about 5 years. Yeah, this is not a thing. This is just stupid. And it's just...
We are up on another break. Let's talk about Diddy when we come back.
Yes, he did.
Okay. Back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Back with you, and let's talk about the latest.
This is the show of the uninseminated people.
That's right. We are the spouses, I guess, we would be called, according to Wisconsin.
Are we seminators? I want to know what his...
No, we're
seminators unite!
We're spouses or the natural parents. That's what we are.
No, they will not do natural parents.
Yeah, that was on the list, yeah.
I cannot believe they're using the word natural.
That was to replace father, yeah.
Yeah, but parent, they don't even like that word either. Yeah. You know, I'm interested in this storyline because I want to see when they start to try and incorporate it in some of their other policies, like female impersonators trying to play women's sports.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so, we'll keep an eye on it.
You know, do you have to be an inseminated person to play an inseminated person sports?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I can't wait to see how they try and roll that out. You see, Maine is pushing back.
Yeah,
they're going to continue to allow trans athletes in women's sports. And now the current administration is saying, well, we're going to cut off all your federal funding.
And then the governor, was like, well, we'll see you in court. And Trump said, yeah, that's going to be an easy win. So,
but I mean, for me, and you have
Trump won't even be in that court.
No,
it won't. No, but his representative.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not his. Ours.
Well, okay.
The government's.
That's true.
The people have spoken.
Mm-hmm.
We have, as a group, decided that we don't believe in all that. The majority of
us. Well, I'm kind of curious. Just let Maine do whatever Maine wants to do.
Yeah.
They can be the haven for people that want to do that. And then you watch the mass exodus from Maine
Well, again, with the government cutting the money off,
we want freedom.
Be free.
Yeah. Yeah.
But guess what? The taxpayer money is not going to help you anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to enjoy your liberty?
Because we, enjoy the taxpayers, have said, no, mm-hmm. we're not doing that.
Yeah, I mean, because part of me, I don't want the federal government telling me what I can and cannot do.
That can happen right here in California. And by the way, it probably will. And I would embrace whatever pain that puts me through as mm-hmm. a California resident mm-hmm. and support it 100%.
That's right.
You know what?
I agree. Hey,
I choose to live in California, even with all the stupid politics. But you know what? If California's going to be dumbasses, great.
Well, speaking of, Anthony Rico, an attorney for Sean Diddy Combs, has filed a
motion.
Yes,
he did.
Yeah, okay. He has filed a motion to step down from the Mogul's legal team.
More than once, by the way.
In a filing in the Southern District of New York, Rico did not provide an affidavit or evidence for why he could not continue in the case, other than a short statement saying he would no longer be able to, quote, effectively serve. Quote, although I have provided Sean Combs with the high level of legal representation expected by the court, under no circumstances can I continue to effectively serve as counsel, consistent with the ABA standards for criminal justice. So.
I wonder what that is.
The standards or the reason behind it?
Well, both.
Yeah. I don't know about
this. I think the standard might lead you or point you in a direction of what, you know, is it that he knows he's guilty and his conscience isn't letting him?
It's got to be that. I don't know.
I mean, a lawyer with a conscience. Yeah, yeah. But that's the first. That's where my mind went.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this is just so bad and so blatant, and I just can't be a part of this.
Yeah, Combs. His trial date is set for May. He was indicted last September and charged with sex trafficking and racketeering for directing a vast criminal enterprise. Through which it is alleged that he assaulted and trafficked women with the help of his various businesses from at least 2008 forward.
And he's still in. They haven't let him out.
No. He's pled not guilty, and he's awaiting trial in a Brooklyn jail. So. So when your lawyers are deserting the ship, it's probably not a good thing.
I'm pretty sure what the lawyer said. I know you said a bunch of words as to what he presented, but I'm pretty sure that if you translate what he said is, yes, he did.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
And I can't win, so I'm out of here. That's what it sounds like to me.
It sounds like a smart lawyer. Like, do I want to pin a loss on myself? Like,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift is back in the news.
No.
What would the guy from Suits have done? Yeah, he didn't pick losing cases ever. What's his name again?
Harvey Specter.
Harvey Specter wouldn't have touched that case with a 10-foot
ball. Never would have took it in the first place. There's no money in it.
Well, he doesn't lose. He would have gone, oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Taylor Swift seems to believe that she can be a Christian and support the killing of unborn babies and abortions. In a new Netflix documentary about her life, it's called Miss Americana, Swift insisted that she is a Christian, even though she promotes political causes that go against Christian teachings. The celebrity has been increasingly vocal about her political beliefs over the last few years. And a year earlier, she endorsed Democrat Phil Bredesen in the Tennessee Senate race against Republican Marsha Blackburn, leading pro-life advocate. Blackburn won anyway. One clip from the film shows Swift trying to explain what led her to speak out on her political beliefs, particularly her endorsements. Quote, that was a situation where, from a humanity perspective and from what my moral compass was telling me I needed to do, I knew I was right, and I really didn't care about repercussions.
Wow.
Which is funny because, you know, you guys have done the whole sailor twist. Is that what you call it?
Yes, that's what
I call it. Sailor twist, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But the whole, all that, and I've always been very neutral on her. I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and I think she's done a great thing with what she has. Right now, this kind of crap.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm becoming a hater. You're not being a singer, dancing around on a stage does not qualify you to give your opinion on such things.
Yeah, well, hate or whatever other position you want to take on it. I figured out decades ago that I will stop and never take my theology from politicians or
actors,
musicians or actors or athletes.
So, yeah, just go do what you do.
Did she should she quote chapter and verse for anything in any of her stances?
Of course not.
Because I think I saw her favorite verse.
Oh, no.
I'm pretty sure I saw it somewhere. It was Exodus chapter 20, verse 13. You shall not murder. But maybe it wasn't in that article.
No, I wasn't mentioned in the article. Right. I'm sorry.
I'll have to fact check my sources on that, but I think it's her favorite verse. She's way into the Ten Commandments.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. Okay. She loves them.
So the Ten Commandments are save you, huh?
Hold on a second. It's really basic human rights, and it's right and wrong at this point.
Wait, are we talking about Kamala?
No, this is another quote from Taylor.
Yeah. No, I know, but it sounds like a Kamala word salad.
I know it does.
It's right and wrong at this point, and I can't see another commercial and see Marsha Blackburn disguising these policies behind these words, Tennessee Christian values, she said in the Netflix special. Those aren't Tennessee Christian values. I live in Tennessee. I'm a Christian. That's not what we stand for. So now she's speaking
speaking for all of us.
Tennessee, well, at least Tennessee Christians.
Okay.
Did she get
voted in to that position?
Apparently. She's the queen, after all.
I don't know.
Oh, no, it's a monarchy. So, yeah, she's, I don't know, just another airhead.
When you find somebody...
It'll help when she becomes an inseminated person, and she will then, you know, maybe get her hormones balanced right and start saying things that make sense.
I just figured out my post-game report.
Okay, good.
I'm going to save it for post-game, but I do have another crazy for next segment, though.
Okay, well, next segment's our last, actually. So
is it?
Yeah, so you're going to have to do your save it for next week.
You mean it would be great
if just we do it now.
2 hours and we actually had time to do all that? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cut that part out. So I'm getting home the other night. And my wife says, "Hey, one of the lights on one of the cars was on when I got home, so I'm a little worried about, you know, is the battery drained or what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Can you check it?" I said, "Yeah." So I go, I open the garage, and then I realize I forgot something. So I go back into the house, and then I come back out through the garage that's now been open for a minute or two. That's very vague, right? I get it. And my car's in the driveway, and I'm going over to check the car and figure out, you know, why is this one light on? It's not all the lights, just one light, one tail light. It was really weird, like there was a short or something. And as I'm checking it out, I just kind of noticed that a car's pulled up in front of my mailbox. And I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. I thought it was somebody coming over to see the neighbor or whatever. Well, I go to get in my car, and I'm standing around, and this car pulls away, and it goes around the neighbor's house, you know, couple car lengths down, and pulls over again and kind of just stops. But it's not parking. I thought, oh, that's kind of weird. So I go back to check in the car, and I get in. I start it up, and I think, oh, you know, I'm going to drive around the block just to make sure nothing's weird. So I get in the car, and I drive away. And I live on a traditional block. It's like a rectangle. So I go around, and I come back. And as I'm coming back, I'm pulling up to my house. This car is back parked in front of my mailbox. I'm like, this is a little weird. And I pull up next to the car, and then I go diagonal out into the street so I can back into my driveway. And right as I don't think he saw me, right as I start to back into my driveway, I'm backing right by his headlights. Like, so there's almost no room. And I'm pulling up into my driveway and stop. His door is open. He's driver's side door parked on the wrong side of the street right by my mailbox, and he's gotten out of his car. He's walking across the grass, like towards my garage. And I pull in and start to park the car. And when I look up, he's already back in the car, door shut, and he starts to drive off. And I get out of the car and I look. And
your garage door was still open.
Garage door was still open because I was just driving around the block. I was going to come back and park the car and then go back inside and shut the garage.
Right.
He's driving down the street. And I got out of my car. I look over there and I thought,
he was going to rob my
that
garage.
That guy was going to rob something out of my garage. What a stinking weasel. What a rat. So I jumped in my car and I tore off. And I caught up to him behind him.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I got my phone out and took a picture of his license plate, and it was a Lexus. And I got the license plate number and everything. So and then I turned around and went back to my house, and now I know. I know who he is.
Yeah.
So
that was weird.
Yeah, so wow. I caught a rat and I killed a rat.
Right on.
There you go. Yeah. It freaked me out a little bit, though, because we're a pretty quiet neighborhood.
Yeah.
So for somebody to be trolling, looking for open garage doors to just walk in and take something That freaked me out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It's the world we live in, people.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
We got a couple minutes before our next break. Anything you want to add, Coach, with what you selected? Or you got a Tesla thing in here. You had talked about Tesla vandalism.
Well, that's just the rest of that whole story, right?
Oh, okay.
So they're now targeting Teslas in general, and mm-hmm. we're wondering if that's part of what happened to my car.
I see.
But they're targeting Tesla dealerships. So that's what that whole. Again, it's crazy because he doesn't do anything. We just talked mm-hmm, about that. Mm-hmm.
No, it's just a continuation of the left, you know, trying to call something that we've done crime or he's done crime. And then, but they turn around and commit crimes to try and protest what they want to define as crimes of his that are just him finding stuff.
Yeah,
they're trying to change the definition.
Yeah, no, and they're
on crime.
That's the same thing as you know, when we're talking about J6 as opposed to the BLM riots in Oregon and Washington, right? It's like, you know, J6 was 200 people, unarmed people, that got escorted into the Capitol, mm-hmm. Capitol building, versus people that are burning down a city mm-hmm. and catching the governor's mansion on fire and what did they cordon off part of the city and then
right. yeah,
they were actually murdering people in that.
Yeah, and they didn't even get a slap on the wrist. Meanwhile, the J6ers were put away without trial.
Yeah, so it's like it's whatever meets their narrative at the time.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, again, he hasn't done anything. He's finding lost money, and vandalism and protests against Tesla dealerships and cars have skyrocketed over the past 10 days. Widespread action is apparently in direct response to Elon Musk's recent political activity.
Crazy.
No, totally.
Well, let's see. Let's go to a break early here so we can wrap this up. Some of us need to hustle out of here. So back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach. No Ziggy today. It's time to wrap things up, make it all make sense. I thought I would retire Brian Drake's encouraging thoughts, by the way. Now that we're going back to the one-hour format, I'm
well. As it leaves, I want to say something to it.
Okay, go ahead.
Go in Christ.
No, I decided women behaving badly was a better segment. So, post-game wrap-up. Scott, why don't you start?
Yes, your post-game wrap-up brought to you today by definitions. If you find somebody who's trying to redefine one thing.
Hold on a second. Your third T is definitions?
We'll call it translating.
Translating
a definition.
Okay.
If you find somebody who's taken a thing and try to translate it into a different definition, then you should probably look into some of their other definitions because it's probably a pattern. And so we see, you know, Sailor Twist wanted to say, you know, we can kill the unborn. Well, it's like, wait a minute, we don't commit murder. You know, and she's talking about basic human rights. Well, an unborn child is a human and they have rights too. So, I mean, I like your definition twist, but it doesn't work. And
your twist.
And it's not cool. And actually it just got me spinning on 10 commandments. Like mm-hmm. when you try to take someone else's definitions, you're really trying to steal their definitions, mm-hmm. right? And thou shalt not steal, right? And that applies to definitions too. You can't just take definitions like woman and turn it into inseminated person. It's like, no, you can't steal that. And no, you can't use your justified new definitions to then commit murder and do whatever you want just because it fits your narrative, which mm-hmm. I think is what you were talking about.
I don't want to jump on the soapbox here, but I mean, even, you know, gay marriage, it's like, I'm not against, you know, and if you want to be that, that's fine. You know, and that's your right. I, you know, honestly, I don't care. But at the end of the day, you don't get to take marriage. You call it something else.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is a Christian thing.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, yeah, you should have the right to take care of your significant other. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't get to call it marriage.
Right.
Because that's taken already.
Exactly.
So that's stealing, too.
That's right. this week's Women Behaving Badly, 23-year-old Kelly Tedford, an online content creator, has been charged with criminal mischief for allegedly making disturbing videos of her contaminating store products. How does she do it? She pees on them. She has spawned an investigation and a product recall dating back 4 years. The investigation began February 14th with the Keene Police Department in New Hampshire. They received an anonymous tip-off, and she's been posting these videos to an internet site, an unnamed internet site.
I was just going to ask how she got caught. She's posting videos of herself doing this.
Yes. Yeah. She's
in the store.
Right. So congratulations, Kelly Tedford of New Hampshire. You are this week's winner of the Women Behaving Badly Award.
And decidedly so. What a deserving winner.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Coach's Corner.
I don't have one today.
Oh.
Yeah, I got jammed for time. And
okay,
you know what? I think we're going to end on that. Well,
you've got your weekly saying that you want to throw that in?
Yeah, no, I haven't done it.
You don't want what your other thing? I don't want to take it from you.
I will always do that at the end.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for listening. It's been Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. We will be back next week. And
y'all be good to each other.
Meow.